Hey Stanley, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. This is Zach. We've been messaging back and forth about Little Patrick
Oh
Road.
yeah. Oh yeah.
How's your day going,
Oh well, I was gonna get out and do a guy's deck and that's all clouded up like it's gonna rain, so and I told him I didn't want to chance it, so I pressure washed it last week for him, so
man? I hear you.
that's a big one too. It's over here in Brandonville. It's like three levels. Well, it's a balcony.
Oh,
So I was like,
really?
yeah, wreck this damn car. What in the world?
Oh,
What? God, my buddy just bought a new sports car and the hood's crinkled up on it. He wrecked it.
yeah.
Yeah, I just rode by his house. We live in the same county here in Amelia, same area in Amelia.
Okay, cool. What kind of car was
It was a Dodge Sport, the new
Uh-huh.
2025 Dodge Sport. It was the last vehicle that was going to have a 7.5 Hemi in it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was two door. It's like the Chargers, but it's a sport version.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'm curious to hear this story.
Yeah.
He tells me he backed into it in his driveway. I'm gonna laugh because his driveway is like big enough for 12 cars. It's just
Well, we
funny,
can only hope for the best, right?
right? Yeah, that's gonna be fun. That's gonna be a funny conversation.
Yeah. Well,
Anyway.
so yeah, I got those pictures over. I appreciate you sending that over. And
Yeah.
I just wanted to kind of just see where you're at with things. Tell me again where you're going, if you don't mind me asking.
I'm going to Lexington, Kentucky. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
gonna relocate out there with my girlfriend. She works for the police department out there, so
Yep.
she's already got 17 years in. She wants to get her other 10 or 12 in, so before she retires. So, I understand that she didn't want to leave there and come here. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we've been back and forth with it for a year now, and it's just now coming down to pass. Either I'm gonna fix the house up, pull the carpet out, put hardwood floors in it, do whatever, to it. Really, dude? Sorry, this guy just pulled out in front of me in this big truck. Good driving skills there, Bubba. So that's kind of where we are.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I guess, my question to you is, why wouldn't you want to work with a realtor, on this?
I mean, I can, I mean, I told her, I said, I can wait till the fall and sell it or wait till spring and sell it. It's not a rush on it or anything like that. Both of us know that, but I figured I'd fill the form out and see, what people are thinking about cash offers or whatever, just to see where their thinking is on it. But I know where it's going to be after I do the updates.
Right.
I mean, the roof, I've already got a check in hand for the roof and the siding and all that and everything, so that's gonna happen no matter what. I'm just trying to figure out what cash offer would be available for it, just to see. Yeah, I've already looked at, the shingles, already talked to the contractor. We're just kind of trying to get out of the rainy season before we put the roof on there.
Right.
Still there?
Yes, I'm here.
I just heard a weird noise come through the phone. I was like, in the world.
Well, tell me, I mean, is 250 your bottom line? Because I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I don't think that we're that far off, but cash is king, so I mean.
Yeah, I know, but like I said, I've seen other houses on Zillow and other places like that have sold, and the only difference between mine and them is that they had like granite countertops in the bathrooms and this, that, and the other. But I mean, I didn't see much more, improvements. The only difference between mine and them is that they had like a full sheet of linoleum in the kitchen. I don't have that. So I was like, you know, if somebody wants my house for a cash offer, they're going to pay for it. So I know that the market value is between 280 and 315, you know, depending on the situation with the house and what it looks like and, you know, whatnot. So put a new roof on there, that's another $10,000 right there, right on top. So that's $10,000 for a new roof or a 40-year roof. So,
yeah. I mean, we're close. I don't, you know, I couldn't do 250, but we're close. I mean, would you consider anything less?
No, I wouldn't. No. I know where the market value is. Yeah, I know where the market value is. Market value is way up there, and if I listed with a real estate agent, I mean, my real estate agent that sold it to me said she just would relist it and take 2.5% instead of 6 like she did before. And I said, okay, well, if you're going to do that, I'm going to get the roof done, the window done, the siding done, I'll go ahead and do the bathroom, pull the floors up, put hardwood and bamboo down, you know, everything that's going to make it attractive for sale and paint it. So that's where I'm at, you know. And then I told her, I said, if you list it at $290,000, that's where I'm at.
Sure.
I mean, I'm going to do all the work. I'm not going to have anybody else do the work. I'm going to do all the work myself because I do remodeling already for other people's houses. I do remodeling, do flooring, I do paint. The only thing I'm not going to be doing is the siding in the roof and the window because that's on insurance.
Right. Okay.
Paying the house off and walking away with $10,000, $15,000. And, I mean, you know, just to get my stuff out of the house and move out there, it's going to cost me two or three just to have a moving company do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, I don't want to do that.
So I guess, you know, so how much do you owe on it?
About 225, somewhere in that area.
Uh-huh. What if we were, you know, so how much are you, so you're going to walk away with like 20,000, you know, is that what I'm hearing? Something around there?
Yeah, 20,000, 25,000, somewhere in that area. Oops, sorry, wrong driveway. Sorry about that drive. I'm trying to get into this place, get my oil changed.
And what's your, okay, so you want to walk away with 20, let's say I can, how much is your monthly payment on it?
What I usually do is it's right around a grand, but I usually put like 100, 200 extra in it. And then I just call them and say, hey, this extra $200 going to premium only, no interest at all because I'm making it in a cash offer.
Where's the interest on this?
3%.
Okay.
Yeah. I got in before all the crap went through the roof and 7.5 and all that crap. And I'm thinking, I'd hate to see what people are buying houses for nowadays and how much it's going to cost them interest-wise.
Sure. So, you got less than $1,000 a month mortgage, 3% interest.
Yeah.
What about
insurance runs, I think they just went up to about $1,020, I think, this year because of all the interest rates and everything going up. So, they just went up on it. And then, you know, because of the damage from the hailstorm, which was just siding, window, and roof, a little bit of metal on that one side, they went up, I guess, because of that, because the payment I have in my hand is only partial of the total job. I said it's probably somewhere around $26,000. So, because everything costs so damn much right now. 5 years ago, it probably would have been half that.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
So, and then how much do you, you said you owe $221 approximately?
Yeah, I'm going to look at an app. I can look it up.
I mean, what if we, you know, what if we were able to get you that, you know, that $20,000, be flexible with the closing and take over your mortgage at that locked-in rate? I mean, would that be something you would consider?
I'll run it by my girl.
That's the only thing that would basically. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
That's the only thing that would really, kind of make sense for us,
Right.
is if we did something like that, because, we could take advantage of the 3% interest by, taking over the
Right.
loan.
Right. So
Then they
what are
would
y'all
just
gonna
get
do? Are y'all pretty much buying it to flip it and turn around and resell it? Is that what y'all doing?
buy it to hold it.
Buy it to hold it.
Yeah. Put a tenant in
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know what y'all were trying to do with it, if y'all were gonna sell it, rent it out, what y'all were gonna do.
Yeah, we probably hold it.
Yeah. What I'm just curious. I mean, who are y'all's investors? Y'all your own investors or
Yeah,
the bank?
we would.
Okay. I got you.
Mean, we have a
Yeah,
ton of,
I'll
we have,
so
go ahead.
I'll talk to my girl about it and see, 'cause like I said, we've talked a lot about it, and we know where we are as far as money. I mean, we're not gonna buy once I move out there. We're not gonna buy a house for 2 years because everything is so freaking high right now.
Yeah.
And like in her town, like in Lexington, I mean, how Lexington itself are high just because of the horses and all that and everything. I mean, that's all how Lexington really started. And then you got University of Kentucky out there. I'm a big UK fan, so. Let me talk to her and see where she's at, because I don't know exactly what her savings is. I know she has a lot of savings to buy a house, but like I said, I just want to find out what she has to say, and then go from there. So
Okay.
that's where I'm at. And like I said, I could make a decision, if it wasn't, both of us trying to buy a house in 2 years. But yeah, if it was just me moving out there and I didn't have a girlfriend or do anything like that, then it would just be a let me think about it for a week and then go from there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but I'll get back in touch with you, and like I said, I'll keep you in the loop and let you know what's going on and where we're at and this, that, and the other. And I mean, she doesn't own the home. She's not on the mortgage or anything like that. I'm the primary, so I just want to get her opinions. That's all.
Yeah. Well, just, when you do talk with her, and I can, you want me to give you a call tomorrow, or you want to
Yeah,
call me
give
today?
you a call back tomorrow. Yeah, we'll
Okay.
have an in-depth conversation about it tonight. And
Yeah.
call me back tomorrow. I'll have a more in-depth, what is I say it's 225. It might be more than that on the mortgage, but I don't know. Like I said, I've got to actually look at it, because I haven't looked at it in probably, I don't know, 7, 8 months.
Right.
I've been paying on it every month, but I'm
Sure.
just saying it's. I haven't looked at it in 7, 8 months. I just need to see what it is actually at, So if it's,
Sure.
so
Yeah,
we'll
so
go from there. Yeah.
long as we can get you basically the 20,000, I mean, then you'd be all right. Okay. All right, well, yeah, talk that over, and
Okay.
I'll make sure that it works out over on this side, but
Right. Yeah, definitely. What was your name again?
Zach.
Zach. That's right. Well, my dog's name's Zach too, so
Okay. Well,
Zach.
make sure you give him a lot of treats.
Yeah, no, I don't give him a lot of those. He's a Belgian Malinois pit mix.
Oh, wow, that's probably a
So
big dog.
yeah, he's high energy. Well, he's about 70, 75 pounds. I mean, he got more of the he got a lot of height, but he's not like huge. But he's strong as hell. And I got
Yeah.
a rope out of a tree with a board, and I put a board on one, and he runs out. I take him out there and let him off chain, and he runs up that board and grabs that rope, and he'll spin around for like 20 minutes till he gets tired of it and then drop it. But he's hanging like 10 feet off the ground.
That's right. Well, they are. That's probably a beautiful
Yeah.
dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna have since you work for the police department out there, I'm gonna have the I'll go out there and work with the K-9 unit, and because I've got two criminal justice degrees, so I might, do something with them and work for the K-9 unit to train those puppies and stuff like that, and get him some training while I'm out there as well. So we'll see what happens.
Anything's on the table, right?
Huh?
Anything's on the table.
Anything's on the table?
Yeah, like you never know what you're going to do when you get out there. Anything's on the table.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've done pressure washing, I've done remodeling, I've done hardwood floors, but all for a remodeling company, not like individual companies. But what I have the most experience in is plumbing and pressure washing. Yeah, commercial, industrial, and residential. I prefer doing commercial, industrial plumbing before I do residential, because residential is just rah, 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 rah. You gotta listen to the customers all day.
That's right.
But yeah, so I prefer just to work in the commercial, industrial. That way, I don't have to listen to anybody but the guy that tells me, "Here's the work. This is what I want done, and blah blah blah, and here's the price, and go at it." You know what I mean? And he'll say nothing else until I'm finished.
I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. I love working in the plants. You know, we go down to the plants, like down in Hopewell and stuff. We go down there and work, and I love going down there and working in the plants, you know, because a lot of those kids don't want to do that, though, because they got all that personal protection. They got to wear a hard hat and face shield and gloves and whatever else, you know, and they don't want to do that. They just want to go to work. So, but, yeah, I've worked. Huh?
You got to stay protected.
Well, I mean, these kids nowadays, they don't know anything about those plants and the chemicals and stuff, and these other employees that have been there a while. Man, they got this chemical going through these pipes and this, that, and the other, and all that. If a disaster happened, you could get killed. And I'm like, good Lord.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you say it like that, yeah, I'd be scared to go down there, too. But, I mean, you know, they're pretty protected in there. They got everything computerized now. They know what's going on.
Right. So. Yeah, that's true. Better safe than
sorry, Zach. Well, have a good one. I'll chat it out with her, and we'll go from there.
All right, boss. We'll talk tomorrow. I'll give you a call.
Yes, sir. All right. Yep. That's her calling now. Thank you, sir. Bye bye.
Bye bye. We'll see. We will see. Oh, one kisses on.